Hey there, happy haunts. This episode of the Grim Grinning Guys podcast is brought to you by Snooze Snacks, the new all-natural sleep remedy. Eat the snack 30 minutes before bed and experience a full night's rest. The Snooze Snack is an edible snack designed to provide you with the natural nutrients your body needs to achieve a great night's sleep. You'll wake up feeling rested and ready for the day ahead. Snooze Snacks just launched a Kickstarter campaign where you can now get your hands on these snacks for a discounted rate, but only for a limited time. Snooze Snacks encourages you to sleep healthy and snooze on. We ask that you click the Kickstarter link in the episode description and visit the boys over at Snooze Snacks so that you can get to sleeping better in a hurry. If you are interested or would like more information regarding sponsoring an episode of the Grim Grinning Guys podcast, contact us at grimgrinningguys@gmail.com. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. Your ghosts for this evening are myself, Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
As always, we encourage you to stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars, because we won't be doing that for you at this time. I don't know about you guys, but I've been getting some good sleep as of late with those Snooze Snacks that we've been given.
I was almost late getting here for recording because of the snacks.
Craig, wake up!
Good stuff.
We thank you, as always, for listening in and commenting, following, liking, and sharing on Facebook. We really appreciate the support we've gotten thus far. Craig, why don't you share with us a few more iTunes reviews that we've had posted?
This comes from Mama W991, or it could be Mamal 991, however you want to say that. Creative, clever, entertaining, but best of all, they're informative. Thank you for that great comment. She said, Grim Grinning guys are great. That's hard. Man. Another one comes from one of our past winners of the gift card, Mama Hey Jola. I think the way that it's really pronounced is Mama Hey Jola. Fun to listen to. Great job, guys. And her title on that was just a thumbs up. So
emoji?
Emoji thumbs up. So we appreciate.
We need a Grim Grinning Guys emoji.
Hey, we need to work on that. You want to do one more, or is that good?
Let's do one more.
Okay,
why not?
One more.
Let's live dangerously.
This is entitled The Best of the Best. The mayor of Main Street, USA sent this with 5 stars. My podcast library is filled with all sorts of Disney podcasts, but this one takes the cake. Not only does this trio have great information, but they are even better people. They know their stuff.
This guy doesn't really know who we are, does he?
He needs to be our PR guy.
He does. Is that the mayor of Main Street?
The mayor of Main Street.
Wow, that was nice of him to say that. Derek, how's it going, man?
Fantastic. I'm excited today, talking about food.
And he's still working on another trip to Disney. So
he is. Is this episode 9?
It seems like just yesterday it was 8.
It's another milestone.
Another milestone episode, episode 9.
I think every episode we're still doing this is a milestone.
It's the fact that we're still here is a milestone in our eyes. Today is episode 9, Carousel of Process. It's been a couple weeks since we were on the Carousel of Process. It's time to hop back on board. Carousel of Process, to feast or not to feast. We have covered a lot of stuff up to this point. We have talked about the beginning and early planning stages of planning a Disney World vacation. We've talked about travel options and how to get to the Walt Disney World Resort. We've talked about extensively about the best hotel. Congratulations once again to Port Orleans French Quarter for winning the Value and Moderate Battle Royale. And we've also talked a lot about tickets. The next thing really, I guess, to talk about is where do you eat and how much do you eat? And ultimately the question that all people have to answer, do I want to get the Disney dining plan or not? And so that's going to be kind of the focus of today's episode, because a lot of times people go to Disney World with kind of the assumption that, well, if I'm going to stay in a Disney hotel, because you do have to stay in a hotel to get the dining plan, correct? That, well, I'm going to stay in a Disney hotel, so I'm just automatically going to get the dining plan. A lot of people kind of have that assumption. Out of the first time I went was with that assumption. Well, I guess we'll get the dining plan. Automatically assuming that it will save you money. And that's not always the case. And so today what we have between the three of us is three different lines of thought. Craig, what is your opinion just briefly before we begin, what's your opinion of the dining plan?
And let me preface this by saying these are definitely how we feel. This isn't made up for this for this podcast. This is definitely how we feel, and we all have discussed this in depth for years. For me personally, it's almost always get the dining plan, and I always have got the dining plan, except for the first time I went.
And that was because you stayed off property.
We stayed off property. That's why we didn't get it. But since then, every time I've gone, whether it be in a big group, whether it be just me and my family, I've always gotten the dining plan. And we can go more in depth that in a little bit if you want to.
So Craig says always get it. Derek?
I'm a never get it. I've never gotten it in. I don't know. I need to add up how many trips I've taken, and I've never gotten. I've always stayed on property and never gotten it. To me, I don't see the value in it.
And I am of the, I'm kind of the middle ground here. I've gotten it before. We have it again coming up for our trip in December. I've kind of got to the point where I think, for me, most of the time, we have not gotten it. But we have gotten it, and I think it can help and save money in certain situations. So I'm kind of in the mindset of sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And so as Craig said, this is genuinely how we feel about the dining plan. And we're not going to talk about a lot of specific restaurants today. We'll definitely do that on down the line. But today, we want to help you figure out, should we get the dining plan for our upcoming Disney vacation? Derek, why don't you run down the prices of the dining plan and the different dining plans, because there are multiple dining plans at Walt Disney World.
Okay. There are three different dining plans. Are we going to go with going with the 2018 pricing?
Sure.
First off, there's the Disney Quick Service Dining Plan. And for adults, it's going to run you $52.50 for 2018. And for children, it is $21.75. And that includes two meals that have it's an entree and a drink.
Yes. And to be clear, that's $52.50 per adult per night.
Per night, yes.
That you're staying. So say you're staying five nights, that's
somewhere north of $250.
Yes. So what does that include again, the quick service dining?
It includes your two quick service dining meals per day, two snacks, and a refillable mug. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that part right in front of me.
You can defer
prices.
All your dining plan questions to Craig.
They changed that last year. It was you got the desserts.
Right.
And they changed that to another snack, which I like better.
Your basic, it's Disney dining plan, and it is one quick service and one sit-down meal per day.
Right, and that's your most common dining plan, right? When you hear the dining plan, you think of this one.
And it runs $75.49 for adults and $25.76 for children. For 2018, I believe it includes some alcoholic drinks if you want those.
Specialty drinks.
And specialty drinks, which would be like Buzz Lightyear lemonade.
And let me correct myself. This is the one that they changed to the snacks rather than it wasn't the basic one.
So this one includes a sit-down meal, a quick service meal, and two snacks.
Two snacks.
And a refillable
meal. And your refill. And the final one is the deluxe dining plan, which is three meals per day, and it can be either counter service or sit-down. And it also includes two snacks and your refillable mug. And it goes for adults is $116.24 per day, and children are $39.99.
We're going to focus primarily on the regular dining plan for the course of this. The deluxe dining plan, you know, there are some people that do it. I think if we're recommending you a first or second or fifth time visitor to Disney World, unless you want to spend the bulk of your time sitting down and eating and spend a lot of money in the process, you may want to avoid the deluxe dining plan at first.
I'm like you. I can't imagine. First of all, the meals are pretty big there, and so I don't think I've ever had a single day there where I've eaten three meals in a day.
Mm-mm. So it's easy to skip a meal at Disney.
It is.
And that's the thing to understand about all these meals, even quick service. In quick service, we use the term quick service. That's like your fast food. You pick it up at the counter and go sit down and eat. You get a lot of food pretty much any meal you get. I mean, you're getting good portion sizes.
And that, I'm glad you said that. Your quick service is your get and go kind of lunch,
but it's
your table service is dinner. It's where you sit down for a big meal. And
I want to say the quick service is I think it's a step above your average, say McDonald's, Wendy's,
sure,
Sonic type food. So the
most times, outliers.
Well, obviously. The quick service meal plan is one that's often offered for free. I know of a family personally that's got a free quick service meal plan. They're using that in December. And, hey, it's free. It's offered. Periodically, Disney will offer that free dining promotion, and we don't want to talk a lot about that today. But let's really get into the ins and outs of the Disney dining plan.
Let me say something about that real quick. That's what first, I think, drew us into getting the meal plan was the free dining. A lot of times, this time of year, October, November, that's when they offer a lot of times. You can catch the first year, too, and they'll entice you in. It's because they need to book rooms, so they're going to pull you in with the free dining. And when we went, I mean, that was $1,200 to $1,500 probably for the whole meal for all four of us for the amount of stay we had, and it was all free. So that was, matter of fact, I even went out a day earlier before the rest of my family so we could get in that window and get the free dining. It was worth it to us to do that.
Yeah, what a sacrifice on your
behalf. I hated to do it, but somebody had to. So you want to get right into it?
Yeah, let's hop into it. Let's, Craig, tell us why. So we kind of know what the dining plans are. Derek's run down the prices, and it's, let's not talk about, well, talk about whatever you want to talk about, Craig. Okay. Why do you get the dining plan?
I think for me personally, and this has kind of been our debate, I think it depends on how many people you have in your family, the ages of those people in your family, because for me personally, two things that drives me towards the dining plan every time. Number one, and Derek will talk about this some too. Number one is when I get there, it's taken care of. I don't have to worry about it. Now, we must say tips are not included. When you get the dining plan, tips are not included. So if your meal's $400, you're looking at if you're a good tipper, a $50 tip roughly. Anywhere give or take some. But you, and some of that's going to come out automatically. They're going to bring you a bill depending on the size of your group that's with you. So you're going
to pay
that.
Unless you just want to be a jerk and not tip.
Right, right. And you have that choice, but that will be included. And it's like I told Derek, we talked pre-show. Some of those bills, when you plan on that, I'm saying I don't like to carry my wallet around with me. I don't like to carry money with me to have to pay for that. Well, that can be charged back to your room, and your room is probably on a credit card or something like that where the charges will go straight back to the room. So it's going to be on whatever card you put hooked up with your room. So you don't have to carry your wallet either. You can just put all that. So no cash taken with you. But for me, that is number one. Don't have to worry about the money when I get there. It's all taken care of. I paid it beforehand, except for your tips, and I budget that in as well. But secondly, because I've got some big eaters in my family. Both my kids eat well. I eat well. So that's going to be a big part for us because we get filled up. Now, Derek said earlier, and I agree with him, if you get the deluxe, I mean, that's some big meals for three meals. Mostly for us, have a big meal every day and then kind of work around what else we're going to do. And some of those quick service meals can be big meals. So and then we won't get into all this, but there's some places that take two credits. So if you go, say, Hoop to Do Review, that's going to be two credits per person. So you may not eat a big meal one day, but you'll eat them another day. And those pile up. Here's the thing I need to say, too. When you get the dining plan, whether you're paying for it, it's free or whatever, you get X amount of credits. And snack credits, X amount of table service credits, X amount of, snack credit. And those can be used you can use them all in one day if you want to. It does not say you have to use three a day.
You'll be miserable if you do that.
You would be very miserable. But you can use it however you want to. So you can plan around that, and that's part of your planning process too, is what days I'm going to eat big meals. If we go to Ohana this day, then tomorrow we may do a light day. So it just depends on how you do that. But for me personally, I know I'm rambling on here, but there's so much I can say about the meal plan because I love it. Because I think it just takes care of all that. And if you're a big eater, you will not be hungry, I guarantee it.
And let's say this too, all three of us love to eat. We are all big eaters. We kind of each have a different approach when it comes to Disney. Craig, we have heard you extol the virtues of the dining plan. What else you got?
Just one other thing, your snack credits too. I mean, you have to think that's not a full meal. That's not like breakfast because you're looking at getting a water and...
Well, it depends on what kind of snack you get.
Right.
And we can spend a whole other show. I spent a lot of time this past week researching snacks that we could get because some snacks you're going to buy are as little as $1 or $2 out of pocket. Other snacks, you can go to a Flame Tree Barbecue and get pork and cheese barbecue nachos or French fries, rather, for $7. And so that type of snack credit could serve as a meal.
Right. That could be a whole nother show because, again, There are smart ways to use your snacks. Now, the first time we ever went and had the dining plan, we got to last day and had a whole bunch of snack credits because we were scared death we were going to use them up.
Mm-hmm.
From now on, every time we've gone, we've ended with – of course, we went and we spent all the snack credits. We got a bunch of snacks and brought home with us. But now every time we go, we plan it out, and we always run out before we get to the end, which is what you want to do. And like you said, some of those cheaper snacks, just pay for it out of pocket rather than using your meal credits. But I didn't mean to go off on that. That's a whole other show, but I just want to mention that.
So Craig is a strong believer in the dining plan. Derek, you are not. Why don't you tell us why?
Like I said in the intro, I have a hard time seeing the value in it. We don't eat a sit-down meal every day. We may eat the combo platter from Flame Tree, and that's as big as some sit-down restaurants at a much better value. But at the same time, we typically snack for breakfast. We'll have like a cereal bar or something like that. And then maybe midday we'll have a waffle, a Nutella waffle from Sleepy Hollow. And I believe that's probably a snack credit. After studying the pricing and seeing what we spend individually, we typically only spend $50 to $70 a day on food anyway. And if we both get the dining plan for a sit-down, which we like to do sit down, so we would need to get the basic, the Disney dining plan. I have a hard time seeing the value. And Craig mentioned that you have to pay your tip. But to me, if I'm having to pay anything, I might as well pay it all. And so it doesn't bother me not to have it paid for up front.
And the downside to the dining plan that you're kind of mentioning is, okay, so, and here's the dilemma that we ran into is I'm looking at dates for our next trip and I'm trying to look at the most expensive meals so I can get my most bang for my buck on the dining plan, which is naturally going to mean we're going to have to tip more. And so you're going to see an increase in prices there. So whereas if you didn't have the dining plan, you may not eat at those expensive restaurants and be pushed toward those, and therefore your tip would be less. So there's so much to take into consideration.
But still, I mean, if you're talking about that, that's what I was just writing down to remind myself. You're eating a place you normally wouldn't eat because of the price of it. Yes, the tip is expensive, but the way I look at it, I'm already there. That's already paid for, so I'm only spending $50 for a $500 meal, you know. So that's the way I view that because I've already budgeted and taken care of the rest. So for me, that's the way I look at it. Is I'm eating a place. If I was paying out of pocket there, then I probably.
Let's hope we don't have any $500 meals.
I'm talking about last time we went with another family, and I think our meal like at Tony's was $500 or $600. For all of us, and again, we were all both on dining plans, so we didn't pay that right off. The other thing is, and I don't mean to take away from Derek, is last time I went to last two times I went, I saved every receipt, including tips, and it was a wash. For my family, what we spent on eating, again, we're at restaurants we normally wouldn't eat at if we were paying out of pocket, but through the dining plan, keeping receipts, it was a wash. So we paid about the same amount
as we would have.
But to me, if I'm going to do the dining plan, I feel that I should see a definite savings. They used to say you could save 15 to 20% on that, and they don't say that anymore.
That's not the case.
That's kind of the assumption. People just think, well, I get the dining plan, I'll save money. That's not always the case.
Yeah, I would never say you save money on the dining plan, but for me, it's a convenience thing.
To me, it's convenience doesn't outweigh value.
Yeah. Convenience and lots of food for me is what it is.
Right, and again, we skip around. And one thing that I haven't mentioned is that I feel like when you're on the dining plan, you're kind of tied down because you have to make ADRs. You have to make more plans, and we don't have to do that every day. And we can just check and see what ADRs are available if we're in the park one day. And
your plan is built around, all right, we're going to be our guests tonight at 6. Well, your plan then becomes, we got to move everything around being there at 6.
I feel that we've always had a lot more flexibility without the dining plan and just freedom to move park to park.
And that's something that people need to understand is these sit-down meals, or table service, as Disney calls them, it's a significant time investment. I would always advise people, okay, never budget any less than an hour and a half to eat a sit-down meal. An hour and a half, roughly, is about what you're going to spend just about everyone on, whether that's a buffet or whether that's where you're ordering.
And I would probably not plan less than an hour for a quick service.
Right.
Because sometimes you can wait in line at a quick service for 20 minutes.
I was just about to say, that's something we need to say. When you make an ADR, your time is when your place in line starts. It's not when you're going in to eat. First time we went to Whispering Canyon, is that the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
We got there, and we waited over an hour for our seat. And I asked the person doing the seating, and they said, well, that's just your place in line. That doesn't mean that's when your reservation is to get a seat. Now, since I've been there since that time, we've about always gone in pretty quick.
I think
quick.
They've gotten a lot better.
Right. But just want to say that don't expect, because I've got a 6 o'clock reservation, I'm going into 6. Now, with that said, you can sometimes show up if it's not a busy time, because we would encourage you to eat not when everybody else is eating.
Mm-hmm.
Like if most people are eating at 6 or 7, go there at 4:30 or 5 or eat later, because then you're going to get in quicker. Because most of the time, and maybe that's the difference from when the first time we went, because now I'll show up 30 minutes beforehand and usually get in before my reservation is.
I think we'll down the road we'll have more specific, and a specific episode about advice for quick service dining, advice for table service dining, because there certainly are peak times. So Derek's against it, Craig is for it. I'm kind of in the middle. I go back and forth. I think it depends on the party that you have with you. We're going into December with 2 small kids and my mom, who is a little bit older. And so we're not going to be hopping around from place to place like we usually do. We're going to have to go at a little bit of slower pace. And so we're going to want that time. You're shaking your head, Craig. I know. I have to acknowledge that I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go at a slower pace. So we're going
to
want.
You need to eat snooze snacks before you go.
I will. We're going to want that hour and a half here and there to just sit for a little while and eat. And for us, we're doing a lot of character dining because of the boys. But so there's that to take into consideration. I'm going with a party that it's okay to spend more time. Whereas, Derek, you mentioned you do have more flexibility if you're not doing as many sit-down meals. Well, for us, we need that now. I need that to say, okay, Dotson, you need to stop and rest. When we bought our dining package, it was $25 per night for children ages 3 through 9. Our son is about to turn 4. He's not a huge eater. We know that, but we still want to do a lot of character meals. I was looking just a few minutes ago. One of the meals we're doing is the Fantasmic dinner package at Hollywood and Vine with Mickey and Minnie and all the gang dressed up in their Christmas attire. And for a kid, that meal alone is $35. So we're eating at a lot of those character buffets. So with Bruin, our oldest son, we're going to save money over the course of the trip just from him. It's a little harder to justify my wife and I and my mom saving money. But based on our party, as you said, Craig, I think the worst that we'll do is break even. Because I have I was hesitant to pull the trigger on the dining plan because of you don't want Disney to win in terms of taking your money.
Right.
You want to get the most out of it. And so I'd research, the most expensive table service meals and quick service meals and snacks. And, we want to get the most bang for our buck. But ultimately, with our son, we're going to be saving money because of him. So a lot of it depends on what type of trip you want to have, what your party is made up like, and that sort of thing.
And we do want to emphasize, too, that plan out your meals, whether you got the meal plan or not, and leave yourself time, as Derek said earlier, you said earlier, Matthew, because each meal, especially your table services, is an experience.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't expect to go there, eat real quick, and get on to the next thing. Each, especially your table service, and then when you pay 2 credits for some, like your Hoop to Do reviews, et cetera, those are very, you're going to be there for a long time because that's a dinner show. But your table services, your buffets with the characters, even breakfasts with characters, those are experiences that you want to stop, take a break, and enjoy, especially if you have young children or even older children with those characters. Take that time and don't rush through those meals.
And that was a big factor for us. If you're wanting to do a lot of character dining, dining plan may be for you because...
And the character meals are the most expensive.
Yes, they're pricey. And you're paying for the food and you're paying for the characters, which when you consider how long you may have to wait in a line to meet one of those characters, these character meals can save you time, which time is money. So
in some of the character meals, you won't see those characters anywhere else.
Exactly. And one thing real quick I want to point out, because several months back I had a family that was asking me a question, and they were under the assumption that you had to have a dining plan to do character meals or to do sit-down meals. That is not the case. Anybody can book those meals. You don't have to be on the dining plan. Anybody can book them 180 days out. You do not have to be a hotel guest at Disney, and you don't have to be on the meal plan to book those sit-down character meals.
First time we went, we stayed off-site. We ate at Osher House for the Princess dinner.
Akershish?
Akershish. I can't remember.
Akershish?
Akershish.
How do you pronounce it, Derek? Thanks.
I think that's the proper.
Perfect.
But we ate there and had the princess experience, and we had no dining plan whatsoever, and we weren't on site. So that's a good example of what you're talking about, Matthew. Is you don't have to have those things in order to experience everything Disney has to offer.
And if you're a multiple visitor to the world, I think sometimes just taking time in the restaurants to explore the restaurants is worth a little bit of time. Because, like, Skipper Canteen is a really neat restaurant to just look around and see what all they've got in there. And there's a few others like that. So,
If you're in Skipper Canteen, do notice this. We went there, us three, on a dinner when we went a few months ago. And
One way to do it.
That's a great place to experience. And you need to stop by the library.
Do you stop by the library and
read all the books.
We may eventually do a whole show on Skipper Canteen. We loved Skipper Canteen.
And unless you know it's there, it looks like it's nothing. Mm-hmm. But then you walk in and it's massive, and it's they really put a lot of theme into it.
During your meals, never be shy about going around and looking around.
But that's the same. I don't mean to interrupt, but that every meal, I mean, Be Our Guest is immersive in everything. That's Disney. I mean, every meal has something to it.
And even the quick service restaurants. I like some of the quick service restaurants better than I do table service. I think Columbia Harbor House in Liberty Square, the Magic Kingdom. I love that restaurant. It's well themed. There are details galore. You know, Satouli Canteen in Animal Kingdom, the new one in Pandora. There's a lot to be seen and experienced in these restaurants. And even if you're saying, well, we don't want to spend any money on a sit-down meal at Disney, I would recommend, if you're going for the first time, at least have one experience like that, whether it's a character meal or, you know, some other sci-fi dining theater at Hollywood Studios. The dining is an experience. And so the food may not necessarily be great or out of this world, but the atmosphere, it's worth taking an hour and a half, 1 or 2 days to say, okay, we're going to go, we're going to make a reservation, and we're going to sit down and have dinner with Winnie the Pooh and Piglet and friends. So again, you don't have to be on the dining plan to do that. So Derek, has Craig convinced you to get the dining plan?
Absolutely not. Not. If I ever did the dining plan, it'll be when Boone is from 3 to 10.
Yeah.
When he's $25 a day, and I hope he didn't eat as much as me at that age. But no one, once he hits no 10, we may be scrounging throwaway trash bins or something. I don't know.
Well, and it's an investment. It's something to consider. And if you're wondering what would be best for your party, we'd be glad to answer any questions. If you want to email us, grimgrinningguys@gmail.com. Anything else, guys, you want to talk about regarding the dining plan? And Craig, you keep saying this in multiple episodes, but do your research. Find out what snacks are you going to get a lot of bang for your buck, because you don't want to be spending using those snack credits on $2-3 snacks. You know at least $4 to $5-6 those snack credits.
A free plug here again. We mentioned this several episodes back. Garden Grocer. We order from them waters and snacks like that, and take it in the park with us. So we're not using as many snack credits for those things. So we can use it for things you can't order, like the pretzels that we always talk about, or the Dole Whips. I mean, you're using it for things that you can only get at Disney. So I would just encourage you, for the snack credits, don't buy waters with it. I mean, that's something you can bring in the park with you, a whole lot cheaper, and you can experience those snack credits with other things within the park.
And just to mention the refillable mug that you get, I think that's about an $18 value for the length of stay. It doesn't. But they used to charge you by the day.
But it's only for your resort.
For any resort.
Yeah, you
for
can.
For any resort. But for example, you can take that mug into Epcot and fill it up.
Say you're at Pop and you've got a lunch at Polynesian. Yeah. You can take it with you there, fill it up the morning at Pop, and then at lunchtime or whatever.
That's a good tip. I don't think I realize that.
Or just carry it in the park with you and get water, fill it up water or whatever. And Disney will give you free ice and water if you just ask for it.
Just go and ask for a cup of ice water where it's available.
Yeah, get that and then fill your
mug
up.
Now, don't get me started on drinking Florida water, because that's not.
We're spoiled here in Tennessee.
Taking showers at Bay Lake was... It had a very unique aroma. I'll just leave it at that.
But you're still at Bay Lake.
But you're still at Bay Lake.
I didn't encourage Derek. Derek didn't encourage me. We're still seeing the thing the same ways. But I think we both have very valid points for why we do what we do. And Matthew's in the middle, so he has no point for anything.
And I was kind of running some numbers. I think, thanks. When you're looking at, do I want to break even on this? You need to be looking at meals. Okay, so it's $75 a day. You need to be at least looking at meals that are going to cost you about $40, I think. Table service meals. So look, am I going to spend at least $40 at a table service meal? That gets you down to $35. You need to expand, because the quick service, you factor in a drink too, you need to spend at least $17, $18 on a quick service meal. And then that leaves you with about $17, $18 worth of snacks, which two snacks.
Be tough to find.
So... If you're going to do the dining plan and you're thinking, man, I want to save money, you need to look for the more expensive items on the menu.
And we'll get into more detail about the best values on the dining plan.
Yeah, that's a great point, Dalton. And that's what we do. I'm eating at places I normally don't eat at, and I'm ordering things I normally wouldn't order,
right?
Because they're the most expensive. When even at the quick service for Flame Tree Barbecue, it's $19.99, I think, for the three meat meal. That's a great deal.
They've dropped it to $18.99.
Okay, $18.99.
They dropped
but
the
still,
price.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if us four would all get that if we weren't on the meal plan.
Right, and that's the thing too. You don't have to worry about when you're looking at a menu. You don't have to worry about price when you're on the meal plan. One thing that I want
to be on my side of it though, would all four of you want to order that? You may go up sometimes and. One of them may want just a salad.
Yeah, when we're going, so to use Flame Tree, we're planning to go to Flame Tree in December. My mom's not a big eater. She'll probably get the $8.99 watermelon salad, and I'm going to be like, Mom, you're throwing away money here.
But keep in mind, we order a three-meal thing. We don't have, or Harper, my daughter, let's say I get the three-meat meal, she didn't have to order anything. And we can use her credit another time.
That's a good point.
Last year, year before, we went to... My wife and I celebrated our anniversary at Disney. We went to California Grill, and our kids went to Harbor House with Matthew. Mm-hmm. They were down there then. They ate counter service, and we used their table service.
You gladly took their table service credit.
But they ate very well there.
They did.
Again, you can make the credits work however you want to work. You do not have to have a dinner just because everybody's eating dinner.
Right.
You
can point real quick I want to throw in before we kind of wrap this up. You don't have to eat any food on Disney property. They allow you to bring in food and drinks. When we were there in July, we were sitting at Hollywood Studios enjoying a carrot cake cookie and a maple bacon whoopie pie. and right next, a couple tables over, was some large family, I believe, from Europe, it sounded like. And they weren't from Tennessee. They weren't from Tennessee. They had packed, it seemed like 20 Tupperware containers, and they were just unloading pasta that they had made that morning or the night before. And so there are people that do that. They will go in and take – I saw one lady with a box full of pre-cooked hot dogs there one time. So you can bring in lunch or dinner from outside. There's nothing that says – if you say Disney food, bottom line, is too expensive for me, that's fine. They're still going to let you bring in what you want and eat what you want.
And I'm pretty sure as long as you don't have to cook it by an open flame, they'll let you bring it in.
Now, you will be searched extensively through that backpack, but you can bring in whatever you want to.
So you're saying I can't bring in diesel fuel to cook?
There it is.
to ignite that flame.
You should never cook with diesel first.
I foresee in a few episodes down the road, we will be sponsored by a diesel company.
If you're out there listening, fuel people, we'd love to.
Owens Oil is right down the hill.
We'd love to give you a shout out. Well, guys, I think that pretty much covers it on whether you should feast or not to feast. And let's be clear, if you get the dining plan, you are going to feast.
You will.
And you will never be hungry.
And as Matthew said, we'll do more episodes on this, but if you want to have more questions individually about your group, your family going, just email us, Grim Grinning Guys.
Hit us up on Facebook or Twitter.
Gmail. Yeah, just ask us and we'll help you figure those things out.
Or you can comment on Podbean. It's time for Derek's favorite segment. What is it, Derek?
Shims.
Grim Grinning Greatness. Shims. That's right. Grim Grinning. He doesn't even know the name of our show.
I know. I mean, it's sad.
But so.
Now it's just to make you mad.
He knows a lot about food, though.
Craig, it's your turn.
I've got this.
He's got it. What's your question?
Since this is a dining episode and we are talking about the dining plan, easy question, guys. Anywhere on resort, anywhere on Walt Disney World, favorite place to eat? I will answer because mine's easy. Uh-huh. I would eat at Ohana every meal if I could, but I would weigh 6,000 pounds. But it is for me, Ohana, if you've never been there, the pineapple bread, they bring out skewers of meat for you.
Chicken, steak, shrimp.
The noodles. Do not, my word to the wise, do not fill up on the salad. They try to pull you in. You know what? It is good. Don't fill up on it because. And appetizers, pot stickers. And
what about the dessert?
Oh, man, the dessert. The bread pudding is unbelievable. It's one of my favorite places, and we always have that the night before the day we leave. That's just our tradition, and it's become because, for me, that's the greatest meal in the whole. And it used to be harder to get into than it is now because there are lots more good places to eat at, so it's become a high place, but it's one of my favorites.
Just the restaurant or the meal itself, does it matter?
It's your choice, but I'm just saying the greatest meal you enjoy.
I think for me, and we go here every time, it's Crystal Palace for breakfast in the Magic Kingdom. I don't really have to have the dinner or the lunch at Crystal Palace, but it's a character meal. My wife and I, it was actually the first sit-down meal we had there. My wife's a big Winnie the Pooh fan, and when we went a few years ago, just the two of us, we had dinner there. But it's Winnie the Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, and Tigger are all there, so it's a character meal, which instantly makes it more fun. But for breakfast, you know, the breakfast, and especially if you're off the dining plan, is a good value. The breakfast, I think, is $31, $32. Not a huge price in comparison to some of the other meals. So I think it's a good value. It's good character interaction with characters that you don't see a lot of other places. But for me, the food at breakfast, the Pooh's Puffed French Toast, that may be my single favorite food item in all of Walt Disney World. They also have a breakfast lasagna that's really good. And then your normal breakfast fare. But I think, you know, it's a big buffet. I love Disney breakfast buffets pretty much anywhere. But Crystal Palace, they have enough unique options, and there's the character interactions. And it's in the Magic Kingdom. It's a place we find ourselves going back to over and over. Love Crystal Palace. Breakfast. Let me be clear. Breakfast.
I'm gonna be like Matthew and go with, I think this was the first place we ate, sit down at, in Matthew's favorite area of Disney World, Disney Springs.
Yes.
And you've been here with us to the
Raglan Road. I know what you're going to say. What was that?
Raglan Road. It was, we've eaten there three or four times and never had a bad meal. And the dessert is awesome. They also have a bread pudding.
Bread pudding.
And it's very good. I'd put it right up there with Ohana's bread pudding. I've had multiple things there. I've had the roasted chicken, the
It Ain't Bleeding chowder.
The chowder. That's Sissy. She loves the chowder.
That. I like the
shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie.
It's pretty good. And they've got roast, some kind of roast that's really good. And
live entertainment.
And that's the big thing. They loved brewing because we sat next to the stage. And the girls up there playing music loved brewing.
Live music and cloggers and...
And it's just a lot for total atmosphere and food quality. I have to go with Raglan Road.
And one other thing about Ohana is if you time it right, you can watch the fireworks at Magic Kingdom, and they play the music inside.
Bingo.
That is for whatever fireworks they're doing at the time.
I think it's interesting. The three of us, you know, Derek, you picked a place from Disney Springs. Craig, you picked from a Disney hotel, and I chose one from a theme park. So. Dining options abound at Walt Disney World.
We could name probably each one of us. We go back around.
Let's just go back around and do this again. Okay. Three or four times. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. No.
So, Craig's like, yes, let's do it.
I can go all night.
Hopefully we've helped provide you with some answers in regards to whether you should feast or not feast when it comes to picking the dining plan at Walt Disney World. And as always, please share this episode with your friends, neighbors, and anyone you know or don't know. Well, guys, I think that does it for this week's episode, Episode 9, Carousel of Process, to feast or not to feast. As always, comment on our Facebook page with your favorite place to dine and whether or not you would choose the dining plan and why.
And give us a rating on iTunes or on Podbean. That helps us out.
We'll be having another contest here in the near future and may draw your name for another Walt Disney World gift card. And as we leave, remember to...
Beware the Hitchhiking Ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
With that being said, remember too,
beware the hitchhiking oats.
And hurry back. Wait, he said goats again, didn't he?
He said oats.
Oats.
Let's try that again. Oh, man. It was the worst mistake I could ever make.